You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
All right, welcome back to the Wake Up Tucson show. I think with the amount of rain that happened yesterday, we can change that song to possibly Crazy Boat.
Yeah, there you go.
It was wild last night, kids. It was wild and wacky. Crossing over the Rolito or Rito, I would say it's rocking and rolling, full blast, bank to bank. Looks like there's 10 to 12 feet from the water to the actual top of the wash where the upchuck Huckleberry Loop is in danger of being flooded out again.
Wow.
God. Don't do that to the bike. It actually might wash out some of the homeless garbage into the wash and then down underneath the interstate, so that'll be good. It looked like it was totally region-wide, right? It didn't look like anyone got the old, you know, I got nothing. And just driving here, the amount of giant ponds
on the side of the road
were just off the wall.
Yeah.
So, and of course, in the center part of the city of Tucson, where you live, the infrastructure is so horrible. Right.
You get giant ponds in the road.
And then, you know, sometimes they end up in people's front yards.
Yeah. Yep.
We don't have sidewalks some of these streets, so the delineation between the two are not much, as we like to say. So first of all, thanks everyone for a fun show yesterday. As Ray and I were talking, I actually never got to one news story the entire 3 hours. You know, between the guests and, you know, between, you know, Matt Russell's always fun to have, right? And then, you know, Linda from the Garlic Festival, that's going on tomorrow and Saturday. It's going to be like 72 degrees in Dragoon tomorrow. So make it happen, kids. Make it happen. And then, of course, who knew I would trigger everyone with buzzwords and platitudes that bother you? For some reason, that just got them. So, you know, even my buddies from back east who saw it, I was talking to one of them last night, and he goes, and he's ex-military, and he goes, oh, I'll give you fun from the military. He also hated one that, I guess he had a commander, unpack.
No, common one.
He hated unpack. Let's unpack this. I hear from some of my soccer radio guys sometimes with the, let's unpack what happened in the game. And for some reason, that one got a lot of people. Bill number one, no bronsoons today, please. Which, of course, a bronsoon is when Sharon Bronson drove her government-owned car into a wash that was rushing. And thank God they did save her in a swift water rescue. So, yes, Sharon. You know, Bill, I think since the Rona, she hasn't even left her crib. I mean, that's what I mean, she's not out much. So, but I guess with the lambdas and the deltas and all this stuff, we may not see her out on the street again. So who knows? Keep RSVPing for the party. You guys are doing great. I totally appreciate it. Today I will have responses sent us, because some of you are like, I didn't get a response yet. Yeah, we got this stuff, just stuff going on. But I will get you your official response. I know a bunch of you are staying overnight. It's going to be a fun time. So have patience, but we keep sending the RSVPs. You have to RSVP to come to this thing. All right, it's going to be a really fun party. It's a week from tomorrow, Marriott University Park Hotel, live music. Email me at wakeuptucsoncomments@gmail.com. All right, so we got friend of the show, Pat Sneezek, will be here by the time we get to the end of this hour, giving our real estate report from Sun Street Mortgage. We have Dave Martin from Boulevard Barbecue will be here. He's doing a special event, VFW, something like that. We'll talk about it when he gets here. I think he's the best smoker of meats in a consistent fashion in Pima County. Well, that's a hell of a tree.
Oh, man. I know.
So this is on Orange Grove and Oracle at an older apartment. And you can see the wind. I mean, this tree looks pretty big. and it ripped up. The tree is over, right?
Yeah.
And it ripped up a perfect square of dirt, ripping out the cement and everything around it.
Wow.
That's real deal.
Just scrolling through the wreckage of last night, apparently.
There's wreckage in this town, and there's just a little extra yesterday. Let's go through some stuff. The Arizona, I'm going to give you a thing from the Arizona Daily Star. This is not a column. This is, quote, reporting. That, well, the next time they come knocking on your door as a small business to have you advertise, you should kind of tell them to go to hell. Where's that at?
That's at round one.
What's a round one?
It's the gaming place at where Sears used to be. Park Place.
Oh, that place.
Yeah.
All right. So
that's like a bad leak, man.
So what they took the old Sears at Park Place, right? And they turned it into a really nice arcade as a bowling alley.
It's cool, man.
Right?
I've been there.
And there is a stream of water.
A stream. I mean, it's like a, it's crazy.
It's just, and that worker just looking all calm and cool. He's literally standing like 5 feet from it. Like, we're cool. Work. I want to know where that's landing.
Hopefully not on an arcade game.
I feel like a really good insurance claim coming from round one. We're going to do the Border Patrol about how many people have gotten away, right? Which they did not capture so far. And this is what kills you about, again, all these people talking about the vaccinating deltas and whatever, but no one cares that we're just letting in this amount of people. It'll blow your mind when I give you the number. We have when McCluskey will be here in the third hour, we're going to talk a little bit about the police fire and the situation with this guy who caused so much misery Sunday. He did die, the suspect. So the police confirmed that yesterday. So we'll talk about there's something about, and it's funny, someone involved with TPD said that there was a situation with the shooters and fire that happened 6 months ago. And then all of a sudden we see a KVOA story that says TPD and TFD reexamine house fire that occurred 6 months ago amid their investigation into the mass shooting. So we have that going for us. So we'll talk about that. We have another dead body on Tumamoc Hill. What is going on in this town? What is going on? And also, Ray, I was just going to tell you that the corner of River and La Cañada is on flash, the intersection.
Wow. So, okay.
Nothing better than watching Tucsonans
try and navigate that.
They don't understand.
No.
And it's tough. So it was so funny. So, you know, I'm heading south. There's two cars that were there before we were going on the other side. And they stopped. But there was a car who showed up literally 3 seconds later and did a stop. And then he starts going. And you're like, I feel like, you know, we have these PSAs out there. That's another PSA. Can we teach people how to do four-way stops? Because they're not very good at it. KGun9 has a good map of a story about the top 12 flood-prone intersections in Tucson. And if there's any other, I guess if you got your flood reports, give us a holler because...
So Al just called in and said that his rain gauge over by the Tucson Mall area was at 1.9 inches.
Yikes!
Woo!
I'm going to call this a 2-inch rainstorm. That's amazing. And more to come.
Yeah, that's the crazy part.
So Harrison and Pantano, Camino de la Tierra at the Rito. Oh, the famous, Ray and I are north. Well, Ray grew up, so we have the classic CDO wash at Overton.
Yes. Oh, man. Always closed. when are they going to ever just install a culvert? You know?
So they did it the other way, right? The La Cañada just south of Overton. Because that was the other part of that, right? Because it goes diagonally. And I remember when Higgins ran against Ann Day, that was like one of the issues. Ann Day's been there for so many years, and we still have the same flooding roads. Do you think you could do something about it? Well, we still haven't done Overton yet. which is amazing. I remember when they put their little gates in, because it was half. When you remember,
they're just always there. Yeah. Yep.
Because it was so stupid, because during they'd put the temporary ones. Then, of course, some jackass would throw it in the wash while the water was going through. Well, we're never going to fix this, so let's put the permanent swinging gates just in case. But anyway, if you have any good of you, what do you got up on yours? Oh, that's their flooding roads.
Man. It's too much.
Oh, this is from today.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
I can't even read it during the traffic because it's too many. So if you see one, don't go in it.
Literally, there's like, Ray's got like, this is from KOLD. I bet there's like 30, 40?
Yeah, road closures.
Wow.
So just avoid flooded roads.
Or just stay home. Okay.
Enjoy, have a cup of coffee, enjoy the rain.
That sounds like a bad setup. I have my filthy pirate today. Dan Spencer, if you're listening, it's the last we have that we've made. Ray did the loaves and the fishes with this thing here.
I did, yeah.
So, hold on. Perfect on a rain. Times like these were made for filthy pirate. I will tell you, I did live the dream this morning. After I got whatever I thought I needed to get done today, I hopped on the old YouTube, on the old television, because and if you heard me with the... with the intern yesterday, not really too thrilled, excited about the Olympics.
Sure.
And you know what I did this morning? I watched some psycho. You know, it's amazing what's uploaded on YouTube.
Right? Everything, man.
And some psycho uploaded the entire Battle of the Network Stars, the classic one from the late 70s with Howard Cosell. And that's what I watched for my Olympic coverage this morning. I watched the swim relay. We had Linda Carter, Wonder Woman, started off versus Karen Grassel, the mom from Little House on the Prairie.
Oh my gosh!
And Adrian Barbeau was on the other block. But Hal Linden from Barney Miller, Telly Savalas swam in this thing. Kojak,
could you imagine them doing this now?
Yeah,
like Bryan Cranston versus I don't know.
So the best one was they do their big setup about it's Howard Cosell, right? These titans of network television are gonna meet at Pepperdine University, right? So they have these bad little video clips where Telly Savalas is the captain of the CBS team and he gets a phone call. Yeah, we'll be there, right? But then here's the best one. They had Bob Conrad. Of course, he was from Wild Wild West originally, but he was Baba Black Sheep in this at those days, which was about the fighter squadron, right? And he's sitting there smoking a cig. Yeah, we're going to compete with you guys on this field of battle. You know, you're like, oh, you never would have. It was great.
Wouldn't see that today either.
No siree. So, all right. My weekend's complete. I've watched the first episode. Well, I'm about halfway through the first episode of Battle of the Network Stars. So, it's an end day. And you guys, again, have brought it strong. Again, you didn't bring it as strong as you did with buzzwords that you hate, but you brought it strong again. So we're going to be doing the letter N, and then it will get interesting on Monday when we have to do O. I feel like we're going to have to work
a little harder. We're going to need the help.
I'm trying to think of there's a few out there, but you guys are going to have to work. So, all right. Sugar Ray's in for ESQ. You're on the Wake Up Tucson show, 10:30 of the Voice, local news and talk. Our unofficial theme song here at KVOI. Wake up. All right, Willie, you guys came strong on Facebook. There's 83 suggestions of songs on Facebook. So Ray will head over there and start fulfilling your bump suggestion dreams, as we like to say. Thank you all for your suggestions on stuff. We love it. What are we going to do today? Oh, real quick, very important. Jake Dinginger, he was the critically injured ambulance driver. So there is a GoFundMe for him, and it's up to $119,000 right now. So if you want to help, I think he's a CDO grad. So Jake Dinginger, D-I-N, put D-I-N and then Dinger.
I'll share the link with you.
Awesome.
So you can put it on your Facebook.
Very cool. I already did put it on my Facebook. So we're good. But thank you. And then yesterday after the show, I went over to El Taco Rustico, and I got a big bowl of beef birria soup, which was amazing. And collaborating with our friend Michelle Schultz from Flying Aprons, and then Felipe Garcia from Visit Tucson, and we're going to be bringing back the Mexican food tour in August. So it'd be something that will be guided by both me and Felipe. It'll be totally fun. So if there's a save the date on that, hold on, I need to open up my calendar here, then I'll tell you. It's going to be a August 27th. Friday night, August 27th will be the, it's a joint operation, Flying Aprons, Visit Tucson, Wake Up Tucson food tour. So we're going to go to four or five great places, and you just, we'll probably kick off from Elkhorn Mall area where you can park your car there, and then we're going to go hit the road, as Willie just said. So just save the date on that right now. Michelle will have booking information very, very soon. Let's get some local stuff out of the way. We'll talk about the shooting stuff when McCluskey gets here, because there's a very interesting slash weird thing to that. But the one that I wanted to get to, and because a listener emailed me, let's see. You know something? We're not going to have time. I talk so much. I blither blathered, as we say, in the first segment so much that we're running out of time. So what we'll do is, there's this horrible shooting at Eastside Apartment, okay? And for some reason, KOLD seems to be the only one who covered this story, which is pathetic, because this is a horrible story that people need to know even existed, okay? But the reason I'm going to talk about it even more is a listener is familiar with the young man who got killed, and he sent me an email about it. So we'll connect the personal side of this when we come back, of the misery in Rahina City. Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. This song, which I love this song, always love this song. From the moment I heard that opening, 1980, whatever, loved it. But this song is my special song with Rahina Romero. When I'm driving around town and I see a guy taking a dump on the corner, it reminds me of her. When I see the violence and no cops on the street, it reminds me of her. So it went from a song about lost love to there's always something about this town that reminds me of her, and which is so good. So hugs and kisses, Mayor Romero. Pat wanted me to remind, Bunker called last week about the cowboy breakfast going on at the Empire Ranch. That's going on tomorrow. That's the 1-2 punch. You do the morning, you go to the morning to the Empire Ranch, and then go Garlic Festival after that. Now that's a day and a half. That's the way you do it. Play the guitar on the MTV. Listener John, my daughter works with the mother of the victim. He was a really good kid. How tragic. What next? Maybe you should start a recall of the council. Listener John. So what he's talking about, and only KOLD staff covered it. Why isn't this like a real story? This story is very important. It's horrible. And they had, what, some news producer put together stuff from TPD? So just to tell you where we're at, all of these things we've talked about on the show for the last so many months about lack of police staffing, lack of the kids being in school, right? This whole lack of kids being in school and TUSD and Sunnyside locking down, right? Where kids just said, eh, screw you, I ain't going to school. So no school. If this is the ultimate in the idle hands are the devil's work, right? And at the same time, who was telling us about a proliferation of gangs, a couple of different gangs that are kind of exploding membership in Tucson, okay? Now, I'm not saying this is gang-related, but I'm telling you this is definitely idle hands. Now, check this out. This is so horrible, this story. So we have facing murder charges in connection with an attempted robbery that ended with a fatal shooting on July 14th. TPD says that Dean Marashek, 19, was fatally shot during an armed robbery at an apartment complex on East Broadway. Officers searched Land's apartment and said they found evidence tying him to the shooting. This guy, Brian Land, was arrested. On July 20th, investigators tied this guy named Samuel Salisbury Jones to the shooting and arrested him as he was leaving a home near Southland and East Alvord. Now, here's the thing. Samuel Salisbury Jones, which have been charged with first-degree murder, is 15. 1-5. And Brian Land is 16. Now, Land is charged with... Now, check this out, okay? Land is charged with two counts of attempted armed robbery and one count of armed robbery from an incident earlier in the month. This is not his first one. So think about this. He was arrested. Oh, no. One count of armed robbery. So did they only know it was him now? So that's an interesting question. This is why when you have your news producer putting together or your intern at KOLD putting together stuff from... So was this guy arrested and released on the first armed robbery? Or did we just tie him to the other armed robbery? So think of this. Brian Land, all at 16, already has two armed robberies and a murder under his belt this month. Okay? Now, the other guy, Samuel Salisbury Jones, 15. He's charged with two counts of attempted armed robbery and... Oh, I got my sound machine. Hold on. At 15, felony probation violation. The 15-year-old was already on probation. Get the heck out of here. That's disgusting. And these are two young, just idiot that have just, I don't know how they got this way. I'm sure their parents suck, but this is where we're at. Or parents are non-existent. But this is the societal decline that's happening as part of this town, is we now have 15-year-olds. Check this out. We have 15-year-olds on probation who don't even care they're on probation and continue to rob and then murder a 19-year-old. In addition to the guy, yes, the guy who died yesterday, this Scarlet guy who... We'll talk about that in the third hour with McCluskey, right? The fire, the dead body in the burnt house, the shooting the EMT, the shooting the firefighter, the killing the neighbor. It's so bizarre and all this multiple misery. This story is just as bad, almost. Well, it is just as bad. We have a young guy in his apartment, and these two idiots come rob it. So I remember Doug Martin a few years ago and talked about, and Ray and I have talked about this, we were just talking about this, that you talk about your moral fiber of your town, right? And we talk about this thing called your, how churched is your community, right? And I remember whatever association talked about, and this, they don't care what kind of church, just go to church. How many churches per square mile and how many people actually go to church on a regular basis? And Tucson's in the gutter. In the gutter. Hey. And, you know, so when you take the crime that's going on, right, and then you have that moral fiber falling apart, this is when we get to a 15 and a 6. The idea that one of the perps here is a 15-year-old that's already on probation is just it's funny. I didn't even see it in the story, and then one of my people in the news world said, dude, check it out, the 15-year-old's already on probation, and then he got caught up in this. So then Ina and old father, Rhodes, we had this thing. So aggravated assault and this guy named Eric Miller with aggravated assault and first degree burglary with a gunshot wound. And it's interesting on the waste book right now. Allie Miller's back. I guess she tried to do the I'm gonna go over to Parler, and then Parler got deplatformed, fell apart. So she's back, which is great to have her. And she brought up the story that Nanos is asking for pay raises for the deputies. And remember, I told you this earlier this week, that if you're staffing law enforcement around the edges of Tucson, you better be over investing right now, because it's gonna. Danny Sharp has taught us this in the world of former police chief at Oral Valley, and he teaches this. When you talk about crime, right, it's kind of like, you know, when you pour the milk on the table and it just kind of goes off to the edges and you're trying to keep it in with your hands, that's what happens. And you better have as many hands as possible. And if you live in the outer county, you better be telling your supervisor that you want overinvestment in your cops. Because what's happening, of course, is that with the lack of the people taking early retirements are just quitting being a cop, because you have governments like the City of Tucson Council that doesn't appreciate them. And the idea that the mainstream media loves to crap on cops. The vocation of being a cop isn't as exciting as it used to be. So what's going to happen is you're going to have lots of municipalities scrambling for only so many people willing to be a cop. And I'm going to tell you something, the City of Tucson, wait, let's see if Magnus gets this job at Customs, because that's not in the bag either. Okay. But I will tell you that, they could I know you're, I know some of my cops listening right now are like, don't say it, Chris. They could replace Magnus with somebody worse. Look at this city council. This city council's worse than the one that hired Magnus. Right? We got all these virtue signaling social justice warriors. Right? Nikki Lee's now there. I thought she was going to be reasonable, and she's been co-opted. Right? The dude has no he has no guts. He's not going to go. He'll go with whatever Rahina goes with. If somehow, and they may do it before the election. Well, they're not going to get it before the election. So hopefully, maybe Juan Padres can get on there and give a little bit of reasonableness. But if Kevin Dahl's there, he's going to hire a nutball, right? Fimbres has no spine, so he's going to go with whatever everyone else does. So that last one you just typed, that's amazing.
We'll get there.
That is, I'm not even going to say it. Was that on the Facebook? Oh my God! I gotta go find out who put that when we say it, because they get, that's like double thumbs up for that one. It's a song by someone who usually doesn't sing, which is so amazing. So
maybe we'll come back with it next time.
All right, Sugar Ray spinning the tunes back there. Christy, Simona, New, and you talking today. Wake up Tucson, 10:30. The Voice. It's funny. Someone, my buddy Rich Tracy, who was one of the people who put this, I was like, I don't know if this is appropriate for bump music. I'm like, that's so good. I missed that on the list. Someone on our, I'm trying to find it. Who?
It was I'll tell you. Sorry.
That's all right. Who suggested Chuck Norris doing the Eyes of a Ranger?
It was James Massey. So there you go, James.
Oh, that's top tier, as we like to say. Who knew we were going to get Chuck Norris on an N Friday? Woo! Amazing. All right. Well, let's keep going here. So now so I got to get to Mary Catherine Hamm. She used to be on Fox. Now I guess she works for CNN. And I got to give her credit. She's on some team of some CNN show, and they're talking about Rand Paul kicking Fauci's rear end at a hearing. And he actually has introduced a request to the Department of Justice to charge Fauci with lying to Congress. And what's really good about it, because of course the CNN's like, oh, Rhett, why would he do this to such a wonderful person like Dr. Fauci? Right? And what's great about her, I'm not going to play the video now, but it's the idea that I'll put it up on Facebook later. You can find it. It's on townhall.com. And it says, do you catch the reactions from the CNN segment about Fauci, right? Because there's, you know, it's the classic four windows of human beings on the screen. And as she's saying this, you got to look at the other three people's faces as she's talking about Fauci, right? So she goes, I don't think it's entirely, because the question is, what kind of game is Rand Paul playing when it comes, right? So he goes, what do you got?
Oh, nothing. I was saying the
Boulevard's
here.
Oh, very cool. Okay, well, thank you. That's why I came into the show to do Boulevard Barbecue. There he is. So they said, what kind of game is, what's this game that Rand Paul's playing with Dr. Fauci? And she says, I don't think it's entirely a game. I think Fauci is a very public, powerful public official who deserves and rarely gets tough questioning in almost any realm. This is the line that you got to look at the faces. Remember, this is CNN, right? CNN would bring him on regularly to just go crap on Trump. Okay, here's the line. He gets, frankly, a lot of fangirling and a lot of just sort of forum for his ideas, and he doesn't get a lot of pushback. That is the mainstream media in a nutshell. Okay, a friend of the show was trying to tell me about, they just let this, whatever story, and they just let it happen. I go, so when Donald Trump said that the mainstream media is the enemy of the people, it's not all of them. That's too broad of a stroke. But these people, like these folks at CNN, mostly a good portion of the, we'll get to the Arizona Daily Star. They are becoming the enemy of the regular person on the street because of their living in a bubble and their politics rule their reporting. Back to Mary Catherine Hamm. Senator Paul understood the assignment here. He's asking about a tough subject that admittedly none of us are experts on, but I'd like to know more about. And despite his protestations, tough questions for Fauci are not this is another great line. Tough questions for Fauci are not attacks on science itself. This is something we should talk about. Further, Fauci has something to do with the numbers on his own level of trustworthiness. He's at least twice, and I will be gentle in saying, at least shaded the truth about his COVID pronouncements based on his own judgment on how the public would handle it. He's also admitted saying, he goes, the seed of distrust of him with good reason. He also has admitted to saying that when it came to herd immunity, he actually looked at polling to base his statements on. Science and data, kids. These two instances are just facts. Hold on, those are just facts. And it's an issue that a very public, powerful figure has found to be shading the truth about these things, and it's the reason people have come to distrust him. So the idea that she said this in the unholy cathedral of CNN is really amazing, and she did it in a great way. But you got the look on their faces when she accuses them, the people, because they've all done it, of fangirling. That's a great phrase, fangirling. So for some of you more seasoned citizens out there, what does Chris mean by fangirling? Ray, what would your definition of fangirling be?
It's like a teen bop. JTT crush.
Correct. Right. Absolutely. Right. You got the 12-year-old girl, and it's been going on for years with various from Frank Sinatra in the 40s to the Jonas Brothers to the 90s Color Me Bads and NSYNC groups to whatever the idiots are today. One Direction is another one recently. That's what we're talking about. The girl that when they just, well, the Beatles, right? Remember when the Beatles came off the plane and there were just people screaming? That's fangirling. So, all right. It's Gorgeous Grandma Day. I got a gorgeous grandma, Camille. Happy Gorgeous Grandma Day. Well, not for today. It's Hot Enough For You Day. National Vanilla Ice Cream Day. And then one of the greatest flavor combinations on the face of the planet, Peanut Butter and Chocolate Day. It is, I'm a sucker for anything in the good in the world of peanut butter and chocolate if done correctly. When I was a kid, Baskin and Robbins peanut butter and chocolate ice cream was definitely the number one flavor for DeSimone. So, all right, when we come back, we got Dave from Boulevard Barbecue will be here. Sean McCluskey will be here. And at 7:30, Val Romero, who owns a place where you can buy barbecues, will be here talking about his run for city council. And then I will cover a story with Shawnee Mack about a story that Jesse Lugo sent me this morning from the Arizona Dread Star or the Daily Worker, whatever you want to call it, about the minimum wage. And it is the most slanted, laziest piece of reporting in quite a while. It makes Tim Steller look like Woodward and Bernstein. So, Boulevard Barbecue coming up next. Again, I keep saying it. Dave's the best smoker of meat in the entire county. Wake up.